What does waiting look like? What does it require? The one thing I want to say, the first thing I want to say, that waiting on the Lord requires a patient trust. God will always test our amens. God will always test our hallelujahs. God will always test our most profound words and statements. He will test you on what you believe. It is how he operates. And if you think about it, it's no different than anything. You want to become a doctor or a lawyer. There are a series of tests that you have to take. Exams. Someone who's more skilled has to see if you're proficient. Can we trust you with that responsibility? Can we trust you to be a standard bearer for us? And you have to understand, there is a kingdom to come where the Bible says that we are going to rule and reign with Christ. The Bible says that there's going to come a day where we are going to judge angels. Now think about this. There are angels in heaven and on earth who are absolutely perfect, flawless, supernatural beings, immaculate wisdom. And God says that we are going to judge them, that they're going to answer to us. God is going to allow us to rule as kings and queens, as his children, forever and ever and ever. You better believe that he's going to test us and see if we really trust him. If I really mean that, God, I love you more so than silver and gold. I love you more than I love my wife or my children. I love you more than the ministry. I love you more than anything. God is going to test you. Waiting means that God will give you the benefit of the doubt. Because you know that you know what he's doing. That even though, God, this is not the way that I wanted it to move, I trust you enough to know that. Although I wouldn't take that path for my life. Because you're doing it, I'm going to believe you. Waiting on God is a way of seeing that you trust him before you can trace his hand. It's like you're being blindfolded in this thing called life, and you're just being led by God, knowing that he's not going to allow you to fall off a cliff or to get hit or to get hurt. It's time to wait. Biblically. You see, the disciples, those that were sitting in the room, the 120 or so, waiting for the day of Pentecost, for the Holy Spirit, they were told not to leave here. And they waited. There was no timetable. They waited. Now, some lasted a day. Some lasted 3 weeks. Some lasted 39 days. That I can't take it anymore. Why should I wait? God, why should I trust you in this matter? That matter is so important. Let me just do this, and then if I'm wrong, then you can help me out. God wants you to wait. He wants you to trust him. He can be trusted. Understand, if you think about where you are right now in your life, this moment, the pain that you're in, the joy that you're in, if you think about all the things that you have come through, my God, he can be trusted. Because the last thing was supposed to kill you. The last thing was supposed to destroy you. You weren't supposed to get out of 2017, let alone 2003. But God brought you through. Something about him, something about how he made it in connect, the door opened, the finances came in, the bridge held. You were able to make it. There's no way you can get across town in 40 minutes but you did it. Or you got there and the other person was late. It worked out. God made a way when there was no way. And one of my favorites is when God just gives you favor. There's no way it's supposed to happen. He just gives you favor. And it's like, that's right. You can do that, can't you? You can make the sun shine on me. You can make a way for me. Not because I'm special, but because I'm yours. Waiting. Waiting on the Lord allows God to do his work. Isn't that interesting? There's a work that God is doing. That is his responsibility. And there's something that he's doing that he's not even going to tell you about. There are things that he's working out, situations and problems that he's doing. When we wait on him, we get out of his way. Get out of his way. Remember that. You know, I'm just giving you just a parent's analogy. Sometimes you just want to clean an area, so you tell your children to go. You don't watch them in the kitchen with you because they're in your way. Because there's that spot you're just about to sweep, and they're standing in that spot. Out of all the spots, you can stand here. Just go! I'm coming. I'll come to you. As a parent, you understand that. God just wants you to say, surrender, sit there. I'm working things out in the hallway. Don't go there. Just sit. And then when I'm finished in the hallway, I will let you know to go. That's how God is. But that time, that timetable, we don't know. That could be a week. That could be a month. We call it seasons. There's a season in life where everyone else is busting, and you're not. Everyone else is progressing. It seems like you're not. I've learned to be happy for them. But just stay where you are. Just allow God to make your Sundays turn into your Mondays and Tuesdays and so on and so forth. Just allow God to allow April to turn into May and May into June. Don't try to rush it. Allow God to be God. While you wait, trust God. He's faithful. He's true. He's just. I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Acts. Chapter 1. Turn with me, please, to Isaiah 40, verse 31 first. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Now, Emmanuel, this is not behaving itself, so I'm just going to ask you, please, not to touch anything. I know it's not you, just a bug, so we've got to get out of the computer. One of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. If there's any verse that you need to memorize, if your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, you ever have to quote the scripture. If there's a part of the Bible in the Old Testament that you need to learn for yourself, learn Isaiah 40, verse 31. It will save your life. It will help you from not being impulsive. It will strengthen you when you are weary. It will give you understanding in your trials and tribulations. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their what? They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord. Now let me tell you something. Only a specific kind of person, we call them a believer or follower of Jesus Christ, will wait upon God. Because you're making a statement with your life and your discipline. I'm not following Buddha or Allah. I don't care what the other man is saying. I'm waiting on God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, El Elyon, to make a way where there is no way. I'm going to wait on direction. He's either going to give me a peace, he's going to wake me up, it's going to be a dream or a vision. He's going to do something that I will know without a shadow of a doubt. It is God who has given me permission to move. Amen. The Bible says that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
There is something that happens, church, when we wait upon God. He strengthens us. In a way that, honestly, I can't articulate. I started this message by telling you I feel my strength coming back.
Hallelujah.
That my faith in God is being renewed in areas that I thought were dead. I'm seeing things that I'm going to do by His grace.
Amen.
For His glory.
Amen.
And I know it's because of the strength He's renewing.
Hallelujah.
Inside of me.
Praise
you, Jesus. There's a desire to see souls and families transformed and won for God. There are things that I want to pursue again. And it has only happened, I believe, is because a long time ago I said, I'm just going to wait.
Amen.
God is going to trust you. I'm not going to try to keep up with the Joneses. I met a man the other day. He's a gifted man. His name is Lyndon. He's from Jamaica. God blessed him and his brother as a little boy to make things. Oh my goodness, this man can make anything. He can hammer and nail and cut and paste. He showed me his pictures. He showed me his pictures of his homes in Jamaica. And I was blown away by his gift. His bathroom looks, I thought it was a church. I'm not even joking. His bathroom looks like a church. I said, so you build churches? He goes, Lad, that's my bathroom. I said, what? What a gift. What a gift. And he started telling me. He said, listen, he just works. And he likes it done a certain way. God has blessed him. And he recognized. He's been through many trials and tribulations, but he trusts God. And he said, listen, when he was younger, man, he wasn't perfect. He wasn't perfect at all. He was out and about. But when he started having children, what he did was that he would stay home. His friends would go to the clubs and parties and stuff. And he said his friends would call him all kinds of names. Say, why are you home? Why aren't you out with us? He said they were investing into the women while he was investing into his family and to his future. And he goes, today, I have more than all of these guys. I learned a lesson. What was that lesson? Waiting. And he allowed God to be God in his life. I wonder what God wants to do with you, why he would bring you out this morning to remind you once again about waiting on him and renewing of your strength. What I love about this, and you've heard this before, when it says that, and they shall mount upon wings as an eagle, you have to understand why the Holy Spirit would tell Isaiah the prophet to use the analogy as an eagle. Because eagles are very interesting creatures. Although they have wings, they're never mistaken for flying. They soar. They only stay up high because of the current of the wind. They ride the invisible movement of the wind in order to stay above. They conserve their energy while their eyes are looking at what they're going to devour or where they're going to build. It's amazing how God says that he would mount us up as wings as an eagle, putting you in a position whenever you have authentically waited on God. promises to put you in a better place, higher than you can ever be, by yourself, further than you ever dreamed. He will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding, that peace that guards your heart and mind by Christ Jesus. Why am I telling you guys this? Why am I trying to motivate you to move? No, but to wait and to trust him. He knows what he's doing. I know it may not seem like it because you're in a tight situation. It may not feel like it because you say, God, I've been here before. Why am I back here again? There's something that God has for you. Trust him. But you're going to have to trust him. You're going to have to be patient. You may not even see it in your children now. You say, by now they should be this and that. Wait. Wait. There were two hunters, father and a son. The father desired to teach his son the